This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads today's show are as follows. New type of implant. We're going to talk about the United Kingdom's hacker rehab program. We're going to talk about a supposed iPhone 8 design. For those of you that have a Mercedes or thinking about buying a Mercedes, we're going to talk about something that Mercedes is introducing little by little. Also, we're going to talk about hacking an ATM, just show you how easy it is if they can get to the inside. Of course, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1214 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, July 24th. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can pick up Ohana gear at CafePress.com/Ohana Store. Hey, I want to welcome everyone to the show. Again, late start for those of you listening on demand. You absolutely don't care, but good reason to be a little bit late, and I'll kind of get into a little bit of that here in just a few minutes. But for all the brand new listeners of the show, I want to welcome you to the podcast. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us out for the very first time. And as I'm making adjustments to the screen so that you guys can see it, I want you to take time and get over to geekandcentral.com. And when you're on the website, really, there's all you got to do is just get subscribed right on the right-hand side of the website. There's all the links to iTunes, to Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, RSS feeds, you name it, you can do that. And a little bit further down the page is information on the newsletter, but of course the most important thing is just to get subscribed to the show. We don't want you to miss a single episode. And of course, visit GeekNewsCentral.com on a daily basis and read all the great content our great writing team has put together. They've been busy. I've been busy, but we got a great content or a great podcast for you tonight lined up. What else? If you have a comment on today's show, email me, geeknews@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter @geeknews, you can join our Slack chat channel by sending me an email and just tell me you want to join Slack. You can follow on Google Plus or Facebook. Of course, you can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast app or the channel on the Roku, the Apple TV. You can listen on Amazon Echo by telling your Amazon Echo device to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Stitcher, watch or view on Blueberry.com or tell your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site, with the GNC team, got the new media show with Rob Greenlee and I, and of course the Podcast Legends show, which we are now booking, or at least attempting to book guests for that show. So you should start seeing some new episodes of that coming out. And of course, we don't want to forget our sponsor of the show. This sponsor is most valuable to us, having sponsored the show since July of 2005. That makes 12 straight years of supporting the show, helping us keep the lights on, keeping the production value up, allowing us to do what we do, or what I do. And I don't know why I say we, but I guess it's we as an Ohana. So, definitely get over to GoDaddy.com, and you can really save some time just by basically going to GeekandCentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you do that, what you're going to find is you're going to find all my codes, every possible way to save money that at least that I offer. And that's either with 30% off new product purchases and 99cent.com. We've got two hosting plans, one economy hosting and one with managed WordPress. I like that one the best. Both of those are $1 a month for 12 months or $12. Includes a free domain on each of those offers. So this is where you go to basically grab the code or click the link. Plus, if you are a business owner, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Again, all these codes, all this information is available at geekmewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You guys see my little thing over here? Those of you watching the video, it was tracking to the right. So let's get you back over there where you belong. New header tonight. And there it goes. What is going on? There is something happening with my joystick that's causing this thing to drift. And usually, all right, let's let go of it. See if it does anything. Yes, it's going to stick in the place. I want to thank Sam Garcia for coming up with it's very visual. You can actually see it now with the transparent background. So it's basically not the lower third, but it's the upper, I guess, do we want to call that the upper third? Or anyway, it's the pipper up in the left-hand corner of the video for those of you that are watching. Okay, so let me go ahead here and kind of get through today just a little bit about, I'm off cadence just a little bit tonight. Getting started late, and part of it was because, I've been talking about this Quincy Community School stuff that I've been working on. I filed a Freedom of Information Act for some info earlier last week. And the school today requests an extension because of the amount of, the extensive amount of stuff that I requested. And I wanted to make sure that the people that were following on in basically the Quincy Community School Speaks Out page was get to see that. I promised I was going to disclose what we had requested. And I basically posted that tonight with a little bit of information redacted because we want to get the content and we want to be able to do a review without. Well, I requested a lot of names, and some names may be surprised that they're on there. So, long story short, I'm just certain ones we've listed the main parties that we've been talking a lot about, and I think tomorrow's going to be a big news day. I'm not sure, haven't got any confirmation yet, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we're going to have some news on Thursday. With what the prosecuting attorney has come through on with some additional individuals. So don't know if it's going to happen. I'm suspicious that it is because they've been, every time I call and say anything new and they're like, they're not talking to me. They got us on comms blackout. So that usually is a pretty good indication that something is forthcoming. A lot of people that, have been feeding me stuff. They're kind of like, we don't know anything either. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that, and then I got the TriCaster. Well, I did get the TriCaster was up and running. And then I went to do the check. Matter of fact, I was going to check that right now. The video recording portion of it. Because I record the show on the TriCaster. And I also record it on my Mac Pro. And I use a little program from Blackmagic Design. It's a little box I've had for really years here. And every once in a while it gets out of sync, and it was out of sync tonight. And it basically took me an extra 10 minutes to get the show ready to rock. But I'm here, and we're up, and we're running. Just to let you know, canceled my travel. The meetings I was supposed to have in Florida have not I just made a determination it was not worth making the trip. So that is canceled, maybe to a later date. I don't know. But a great success in the workout department. I'm back down to where I kind of want to be as far as making continued progress. Basically got those 3 or 4 pounds off from the week of splurging on vacation and, meeting with my team and all that stuff. So I'm pretty happy with that. We'll see where we get to the end of this week. The main goal is I'm trying to get another 5 or 6 pounds off before podcast movement, and that's third week of August. So get my fingers crossed there, and we'll see where I proceed over the next couple of weeks here if I can keep pushing the plate away. But the goal is to get down below 190 consistently and then working on the 180s. Doing a lot of reading recently. I don't know why. Just got done reading Ringworld. It's a sci-fi that came out many years ago. So I'm kind of going through his entire series now. Lots of meetings. And then, of course, a little bit of issue tonight, like I said, with the TriCaster. So that's going to kind of get you caught up on what's going on here. And I'll get into the tech stack so I don't waste any more of your time. Everyone's doing good. I know many of you ask oftentimes privately how the family's doing. Family's fine. Everyone's back from Hokkaido. Everyone's doing good. So I think they were back when you guys... No, they were still on the... Or were they? It doesn't matter. They're back. And did have a day delay, but no harm, no foul. Hey, just want to share with you. I was reading something today that I just scares the living crap out of me. Implants. Another company, a Wisconsin company, is offering their staff, and it doesn't appear they're making it mandatory, but a Wisconsin staff is making, or Wisconsin company is offering its staff implants for keys and passwords. Don't assume that companies chipping employees is usually stuff of science fiction. It's here. Although that's better than it sounds, Wisconsin's three square market is giving employees the option of receiving a rice, uncooked rice size implant that will handle authentication for just about everything at work. It's the first such company in the U.S. We've talked about this over, some companies overseas that are doing this. There's no GPS tracking, the company says, and all your data is encrypted. Also, you're not stuck with this chip forever. You can pop it out. And this isn't some permanent tracker meant to enforce corporate loyalty, and hackers can't literally get under your skin. It's just a substitute for your credit card and security passes. Workers seem to be enthused by the idea so far, as over 50 of the three Square employees have volunteered to be chipped. If I'm carrying the treasure troves to my company and someone with corporate espionage type of what are they going to do, chop my arm off? Drug me and take the implant out? I don't know. I'm not into this idea of getting an implant to get access to something. What would you do if your company said, hey, here's an implant. We want to put this under your skin so that you get access to your computer and so forth. Would you say yes or no? Or if they said you don't have to ever change a password, would that increase your viability of wanting to do it? Love to hear your feedback, geeknews@gmail.com. Also, a great video on BBC talking about UK's first boot camp hopes to reform teenage hackers. The National Crime Agency has started the UK's first rehab. The first classes held in Bristol were aimed to explain to the attendees what is illegal online. While the UK has rehab for drug misuse and education classes for poor drivers, has not had a similar scheme for hackers. The National Crime Agency says the average age of a person arrested for cybercrime is 17, and many would benefit from applying their skills in the security industry. And it's got a little video about these young adults going through this cyber academy. And it's pretty exciting stuff. I think it's pretty cool. And maybe we're going to get some cool coders. Maybe we're going to get, folks that are going to work in the cybersecurity sphere that understand it, have done it, and basically go on and make the big bucks. Cybersecurity right now is huge, 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 huge. And if you have cybersecurity credentials, you can just about write your ticket almost any place. So I have the link up to the show notes and, of course, the video's on the page, on the BBC page, and you can check it out. All right, there is some speculation, and really there have been countless rumors and leaks on what's going to happen with the iPhone 8. And, of course, an ad pops up as soon as I flipped the screen there, but it's Apple's 10th anniversary iPhone. So, it's expected to be a major update. And I'm hearing maybe a very expensive update, too. The rumor mill has all sorts of theories about what the handset is going to look like, even though Apple hasn't said anything about it. Several new renders have been released online today, and the sources behind claims that they show the final design of iPhone 8. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, finally, they've got more screen. You know, it's almost all screen. It's kind of like the iPad Pro, comes right up to the edge. So we will see. We'll see where this goes and whether or not we're going to have, this is going to follow the actual design. Only time will tell, but at least this is a render prediction. We'll see how close they are once the final design is revealed during an upcoming Apple event. Mercedes is launching an automated valet parking service. Now, here's the deal. This is only being tested currently in Germany at the museum in Stuttgart, and it's going to happen next year. Anyone, even those who are not guests of the museum, will be able to rent cars that they can not only drive themselves, but also park themselves automatically. How many times have you, for me in Hawaii, going to the mall, finding parking can be as almost as traumatizing as having to be dragged along shopping by the missus. So when I go to the mall, I know what I want. I know what I need. I want to be able to jump out, go in, get my stuff. I can be in and out in 30 minutes usually, right? Then I have to run to 5, 6, 7 stores. Don't have to go rack shop. I know what I want. So why don't, if all our vehicles could get to the point where you just roll up, you jump out, and then the cargo parks itself, even if the car has to drive around for 20 minutes and doesn't find a parking spot, as long as it doesn't hold up traffic, you could summon it back to yourself and in and out you would go. Yeah, I know it wastes gas, but think of the time saved. Think of the, this to me is like you're in the checkout counter, you're like, they're swiping your credit card, you know you're going to be out the door in 60 seconds. You can have you can send the signal, have the car prepped to be at an entrance to, jump in, take over, and roll, or better yet, not even take over, just tell it, a home car. And so this is very cool what they're doing. This is a test. And use a smartphone app to make a reservation and perform the virtual handover once they're done. And the automated valet parking service is a result of a combination of Mercedes self-driving technology and Bosch's smart car park grid. So reinvention continues in the automobile industry, folks. It's going to be an exciting future. Exciting. Hey, if you jump into the live chat tonight on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Facebook.com/Cochran. If you're on YouTube, say hello in the chat area. Don't leave before you do so. There's a very cool on another video over the BBC, and Kirk scored a couple of good ones tonight. It talks about how a cash machine can be hacked in 5 minutes. This was an NCR machine that got specifically owned. Most of you know that most ATMs are generally running some form of Windows. And if you can get into the machine, there's basically a computer back there, and getting access to a USB cable may not be as hard as you think. But they showed through a keyboard and a USB cable just how simple it was to get the NCR machine to issue you cash. Now, most cash machines in the United States have cameras. I don't know how many in the UK don't, but I would imagine not a lot. I would think most have cameras. So it's not like you're going to be able to stand in front of this thing for 30 minutes doing your thing. Hey, John, is it Jan or John? Jan, thanks for, or maybe it's John. Thanks for dropping in live tonight with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Note 8, the Samsung Note 8. It's due to be unveiled in a month. And it's going to, the prediction is, just like the iPhone 8, that it may burst through the $1,000 price point and may well become the first mass market phone in that price bracket. It is also likely to be a monster with a 6.3-inch diagonal display. Analysts have tipped Apple to reach this price point with the next iPhone as well. You know, with the most expensive iPhone is currently a 256-gig iPhone 7 at $969, which, you know, that's, you know, I've got a 7 Plus here. That's what this phone is. And so we're going to break over $1,000. I think there's something tangible about keeping the price below a grand. Because when it, you know, it's okay, 800, 900, still a lot of money. But something about going over 1,000 is going to make most of us go, 1,000? Where we should have been saying 900. You know, but something about going over that $1,000 mark, or whatever the equivalent, I guess the equivalent is in pounds, 920 pounds, going over that amount is just enough to make you go, huh. Hey, got a question for everyone that has traveled to Europe. And my sister was asking my mom this yesterday. They've been on a, they're going to be coming home on Thursday. And they are on a tour. And basically, they get a tour guide. And, you know, they pretty much understand, you know, the tour guide's been fantastic. They've actually had two or three. So she's been tipping the tour guide. But there's a lot of assistants that are assisting in the tour at different stops that they're going to, and some of them have went above and beyond. When you're on a prepaid tour where everything's included and you know you're going to give the tour guide a tip, what is the percentage normally what would you tip? What's considered a real decent tip to tip like the assistants and stuff that are helping on a big tour? Here, you know, here in the United States, we know how to tip wait staff and service industry folks at hotels. But I don't know what the rule of thumb is for the UK and Scotland. You know, I basically carried over American rules when I was traveling there in tipping in the hotel and so forth. I don't remember if we were tipping in the pubs or in the restaurants or not. To be honest, it's been so long ago. But what is, did any of you traveled in Europe on a pre-tour deal? What's a good, and if you don't know what a venue cost, you need, do you give them 10 pounds or is it, or 10 euros or whatever? Do you, you know, what is something that would be to an assistant, not the tour guide themselves, because they pretty much suggest what you should. It's not built into the package, but, you know, every one of those little stops, those folks that go above and beyond, you know, where's that at? Anyone have an idea? So, oh, it's pronounced Jan. Again, okay, I hope I still got it right. But yes, insane price on the phones. But if anyone's traveled to Europe on one of those prepaid tour deals and have had that before, let me know what you're tipping. I probably should just Google it. It probably tells. Elon Musk is hinting at changes to SpaceX Mars rocket. We've known for a while SpaceX plan to get the uncrewed capsule to Mars by the end of next year was a little ambitious. Last week reported that Musk had abandoned plans for the Red Dragon capsule altogether, but he promised something much better, but was waiting in the wings. Now, thanks to a Ars Technica keen eye, Elon Musk responded to a tweet. Someone said, could you maybe throw a bone for the SpaceX Reddit to chew on for a few months? So they're basically talking about downsizing. What's the size of the rocket going to be? Because they wanted to put 100 people into orbit and send to Mars at once. He says, is it going to be 15, 25% smaller, new payload cap, question, any small updates? And Elon Musk responded, he says, a 9-meter diameter vehicle fits in our existing factories. Now, I want you guys to think about that for a second. A 9-meter diameter vehicle, I think they're punching right now, what they're at is like 3.7 meters is what the Falcon 9 is right now. And if they're going to go from 3.7 to 9, the original idea was that they would have 42 engines with a 12-meter diameter that would ferry 100. Now that if they're going to go to 9-meter It reduces the engine count down to 21, but that's still, they're going to be massive. So, I'm telling you, this guy's willing to push it. We will see where this leads in basically SpaceX quest for Mars. Apple supplier Foxconn is looking at producing display panels in Wisconsin. And in addition to Wisconsin, companies looking in the Dre area for a possible plant. I think that's awesome. Bring it here. Do some manufacture within the United States. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we'll see what Foxconn does in bringing a display plant to the United States. Google CEO Sundar, and I always pronounce his name wrong, Pichai, it's wrong. I know I'm wrong. Forgive me. It has been appointed to the Alphabet Board of Directors. And the freshman CEO, you know, bet on AI, and he did fantastic job. Google's earning reports, I think it was due to release today. I didn't see them. But if he's being given a board position, that's huge. But did you know how big Google's board is? There's like 20-some people on the board, 21, 22, something to that fact. That's just a massive number of folks on the board. I wonder what each of them get for a check for their stipend, for their board of directors stipend. For those of you who live in Kansas, hackers have lifted not only social security numbers and personal information of 500,000 job seekers in Kansas, but also records on more than 5 million people from 9 other United States states. The compromised database belonged to the Kansas Department of Commerce. The server was set up by the America's Jobs Link Alliance to power several state-sponsored job search websites where people upload their resumes and personal information for employers to peruse. Kansas is basically managing this server for 16 U.S. states, and although they were not all hit by the security breach. And Kansas took a serious hit with 563,000, but the folks in Alabama suffered the most with 1,393,000. Arizona had 896,000. 807,000 people in Illinois were exposed, and 5.5 million folks had their SSNs and personal data access. Why were they collecting social security numbers to begin with? Kansas has informed the FBI, and they've paid $235,000 to an IT contractor for the initial incident response and an unnamed amount to a call center operator to handle those affected, and $175,000 to lawyers. The lawyers always win when there's a data breach. So anyway, more on that as it develops. There's a lot of prediction that the moon's interior could contain a lot of water, a study is showing. So they think they can pump some out. You know, water is very difficult to get to in space because it's cost so much. So link will be up in the show notes on that. You can scrutinize that article. Also over at Facebook, the cafeteria workers over there have voted to unionize with the support of the of Facebook. So 500 cafeteria workers at Facebook in Menlo Park voted to join Unite Here Local 19, a California-based union representing 4,500 workers that already service other Silicon Valley companies for Intel, like Intel. So here's the deal. You know, you got all these Facebook employees are making big, 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 big bank, but yet the people serving food, the service food workers, are making like $15 an hour and have to drive 3 hours to get to their job. So you would think that those folks would... that, you know, Facebook would pay a little more than that, but they're not. So we'll see what the union's able to do for them. Hey, if you ever get thrown on an email thread on Gmail and it's just like all of a sudden it's just a pile on, and someone adds someone forwards, you know, it's just like this it feels like it's never going to stop and you just wish you could be removed. Did you know there's a way to mute those types of email threads that get out of control? Oh, yeah. Link will be up in the show notes on how to do that. You can do that in Gmail. It's been there a long time. I didn't know. I've gotten stuck on a few threads before. I'm like, please shoot me now. And this is going to be awesome to be able to prevent that in the future. All right, there's an article over in The Verge talking about the best phone you can buy right now. The best phone on the market right now is the Samsung Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus. In the Android flavor, of course, iPhone 7. In the Apple flavor, duh. And then they do have a couple of other phones like the HTC U11, LG G6, the OnePlus 5, and the Google Pixel. Google Pixel XL is some alternatives. But anyway, right now, the Samsung Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus is what they consider to be the best phone on the market. Amazon, Best Buy, and Staples have knocked $50 off the Echo. Matter of fact, I have something. Well, I've got a new device here from Amazon. It's got a screen on it. It's pretty slick. I'm writing a review on it. It's always prompting me to try to ask it questions, but I'm not going to call it by name because it'll freak out and bother us for the next 15 minutes. But finally got this. A little underwhelmed, but the Amazon Echo and so forth are pretty good. So definitely check those out. But they are discounted right now if you haven't picked one up yet. Also, there is some malware infecting hundreds of Macs. Have remained undetected for years. And, you know, I'm running malware protection and antivirus on my MacBooks. I do that. I'm not, not a loner and willing to let my machines just run without any protection. But a mysterious piece of malware that gives attackers control over webcams, keyboards, and other sensitive resources has been infecting Macs for at least 5 years. The infections, known to number nearly 400 and possibly much higher, remain undetected until recently and may have been active for almost a decade. So when a MacBook does get infected, it gets infected. And if you don't have any type of protection or any type of antivirus or malware protection, it just continues and owns your machine. The United Kingdom wants smart homes to become one with the energy grid. The government plans to change the way we manage energy. The UK imagines a near future where smart home devices and appliances can help balance the scales of energy supply and demand, as well as save consumers and businesses money. The Department for Business and Energy and Industrial Strategy has worked with the regulator Ofgem in the industry on Smart Systems and Flexibility Plan, which sets out ways in which we can make smarter, more efficient use of the grid and new technologies. Connected appliances could play an important part. You may want to set your smart washing machine to run when electricity is particularly cheap, for example, or even cede control of your smart fridge to an external force that turns it off for 10 minutes when demand is high and the grid is stressed. This is called demand-led response. So anyway, very, very cool stuff. Link will be up in the show notes. I think this is smart. It's going to be the way to go. And they're doing a little bit of that in some places now. But I think this has huge, 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 huge potential. If you're a Metro PCS customer, you can get T-Mobile scam blocking feature for free. And I don't know what kind of relationship that Metro PCS has with T-Mobile. But the Scam ID and Scam Block are built into T-Mobile's nationwide network. Oh, both features are going to work on every single Metro PCS device, I guess, they rent from T-Mobile. T-Mobile says that ever since these features were launched, they've been used to flag or block more than 243 million calls for customers. So, good deal. JCPenney is joining the modern age. I still have a JCPenney's card, but I haven't been in a JCPenney's literally in a decade, maybe I was in one 5 or 6 years ago. I be honest with you, I wouldn't even know what to even look for in a JCPenney store anymore. But anyway, you can use Apple Pay if you shop there. I thought they were like Sears in a lot of trouble and closing a lot of businesses, but I guess a few are still left. Snopes needs money. Fighting fake news? Apparently, they're out of cash. According to Smoke's GoFundMe page, the fact checkers have never needed to find a sponsor or outside investors. Substituting on advertising alone Snopes says that the contract with a third-party vendor it uses to manage its websites has ended, but the vendor has not yet handed over the hosting control. This means Snopes' team can't make any change to the layout of the site, including placing new advertising. Snopes also reports that the vendor is withholding any revenue from the ads currently on site. Wonder if they owe them money or something, or what's going on here. Some sort of legal action's going on, but they've been cut off from revenue, so the Snopes site is at risk. Some politicians are very unhappy about AT&T's Time Warner merger. Busting up telcos is a loser, according to the Democratic Party's agenda. Democrats in U.S. Congress oppose AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner and any other proposed big-time telco gobbles. In a policy outline posted Monday titled A Better Deal, the party says it stands in opposition to this and other mergers that reduce competition among cable providers and cut off Americans from a choice in services. Well, I think the bus has already left the barn. I don't think that's going to be, I think that's a done deal, like it or not. I don't see those mergers not being fulfilled. And I like choice just as much as the next person, believe me. So, again, I've not been a big fan of a lot of these mergers over the years. Google Assistant on Chromebook may arrive soon. Of course, Google Assistant is the search giant's very own artificial intelligence-powered assistant. It's already available on Android smartphones and smart home devices like the Google Home. One can imagine it's only a matter of time before it lands on Chromebooks as well. So, very soon you're going to be able to say, okay, you know the word I'm going to say, but my device in here is going to freak out. So anyway, on the Google devices here, you're going to get your own artificial intelligence powered assistant soon. Roomba. I've come to a conclusion here at my house. I've never thought I would buy a Roomba. In other words, an iRobot Roomba. And my daughter's two cats are driving me crazy because she won't vacuum every day, even though I'm like being a mean parent. So I thought I would buy a Roomba, help her contribute to it as well, cash-wise, and buy a vacuum that would be able to vacuum the house when we're all out and do it automatically. But how, you know, I've got mostly wood floors throughout my home, and I have a 10 by 12 throw rug in the living room, and it's not too big of a lip. It's one of those, it's got a nice design on it. The question is, any of you with a Roomba, how's it do going from the wood floor to concrete? And how does it, you know, how does it get stuck in rooms? Do you have to, like, kind of organize your rooms to allow it to go through the path? How well does it work? If you've got one, I want to hear from you, because I'm trying to decide if I'm gonna lay down some money. And which model do you have? Which model do you like? Which model is the best? You know, they're up to $900 or something like that. So I'm not buying this lightly. So I know some of you've got one, and I know someone that bought three, which I think is crazy, but I guess they've got one for every floor of their house. How's the Roomba do? How's it doing corners and all that stuff? All right, I want to hear from you. NASA's building a new supersonic plane. Many of you have never set inside a supersonic plane. You might have, you know, you may have had a chance with the Concorde, but that's gone. But NASA designed a new supersonic plane that not only drastically reduces the flight time for international journeys, but it will do one at a noise level significantly below that of the ill-fated Concorde. And they're going to receive a budget of $400 million from NASA to commit to this project over the next 5 years. And NASA isn't just making a concept out of this. It plans to develop a commercially viable supersonic airplane that can address rapidly growing demand for fast international travel. So what, you know, just like the national labs, they will design, build something, and then turn it over to industry. And industry will then cash in on it, but it used taxpayer dollars to build it, design it, do the engineering, proof of concept, all that stuff. So anyway, we'll see what this thing does. Also, they say it will not cause a boom when it goes through, when it goes supersonic, which I would find hard to believe. Do you use Microsoft Paint? Well, Microsoft Paint's going to be killed off after 32 years. Don't worry, plenty of free tools out there. You know, Microsoft introduced the new Paint 3D, which is installed alongside Paint and features 3D image making tools and basic 2D editing tools in Windows 10. I don't think I've ever used the one from Windows 10. But anyway, they're going to kill off Microsoft Paint. It's done. So the next updated Windows 10 will not have it. Facebook has acquired a startup to crack down on pirated videos. And we know that Facebook continues to have huge video ambitions, but they need some technology to, you know, basically kill off the stuff that's not supposed to be uploaded. So some news there. Blizzard also, they shut down another fan-run legacy World of Warcraft server. It was only online 5 hours before the originator of it was served. Talk about some serious immediate action. The creator was blown away that he got served 5 hours after bringing it online. He says, "I'm not even going to try. I'm done." And what they were trying to do was bring a second a fan-run server had gone live when it featured the second World of Warcraft expansion, The Burning Crusade. And we're not sure why the developers thought they could get away with it, especially after seeing previous efforts get shut down. But they tried anyway. But being it's out, this World of Warcraft. I think the worst one is League of Legends, and my legend here at the house. It's a game I'd like to see go the dinosaur. India is going to ban driverless cars in order to protect jobs. The self-driving cars are being tested everywhere, but in India, they will not allow driverless cars. The statement was a reflect on safety concerns rather than the minister's rejection of self-driving vehicles is about the jobs they would take away from drivers in the country. He wanted to say that while India was indeed short of 22,000 commercial drivers, the government was working on opening a number of training facilities across the country to get 5,000 more professional drivers on the road over the next few years. So I don't know how many total professional drivers they have there, but does that include those little putt-putts that you get in that, you know, are you're always getting T-bone and stuff? I don't know, but anyway, that's the plan. One thing I've been slacking on is not putting anything up from Coast to Coast recently, so I'll get back into pulling those articles out. But I did have, I believe, a couple of emails come in, and I do again. Sam, thanks for the graphics. You came through like a champ. I definitely appreciate it. You know what you do is so nice. You make it look so simple. I could probably do that, but I'm just like, I'm sure you took you about 5 minutes to knock that out. But again. Thank you very much. Got a note from Dino. He said, "Hey, Todd, not a quality photo by any means. Moving car, scrolling text on receiver, but the wife took the photo from the passenger seat while we were passing downtown home, a.k.a. Houston. Note the geek news playing on the receiver." Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Now, one thing that was kind of cool about this, folks, is you could see Geek News Central right on his dashboard receiver. And his wife was listening at the same time. Awesome. Now, Dino, I'll say one thing about Houston. And I've only been to Houston once. You folks drive like a bat out of hell. When you come to a, you know, on those, in Texas, they've got the highway and then they've got the access roads. Well, the access roads are usually pretty safe, pretty calm, but in Houston, if you pull onto an access road, you better put your foot in the firewall because they drive as fast on the access roads as they do on the expressway. I'm not kidding. The only city that drives faster than Houston or as fast is Atlanta. Atlanta is the same way. You guys are nuts in Atlanta and how you drive. But Houston's a very second close. But anyway, cool. What else here? I got something from Jay. Got an email from Greg. He says, "Hey Todd, I appreciate your hard work. Thank you for keeping me up to date." Hey Greg, you're welcome. Definitely next time you drop an email to me, let me know where you're listening from. I definitely appreciate you being part of the Ohana here. So, I think Greg is here in Hawaii with me. Awesome. I see where you work. I won't dime you out. So very, very cool. All right. I had to hover over his name and it showed me. I think I read this on the last show, so I don't think I need to go into the next one. No. Anyway, I'm good. This is it. We're done with the show. Can you believe this? This is like, what's wrong? I just got through these so fast. We had a good lineup of stuff today. So, I guess quality over quantity. Hope it's all right. Are you missing the longer shows? Anyway, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your ongoing support of our sponsor. Those of you that are contributing as insiders, I need to give you guys some accolades here soon too, because the contributions keep coming in. Please, those of you that are contributing, keep track of your donations amounts. And when you hit those levels, we want to make sure that we announce your title statuses and all that stuff. So we've got a number of folks contributing at the $25 a month level too. And, you know, make sure that you know when you get to 1,000 or an increment thereof, so that we can get you our Ohana gift. But anyway, thank you so much for being part of the family here. Get over to GeekNewsCentral.com. If you're not subscribed already, do so today. And thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye. Aloha.